The Johnny Houston Radio Show on CRCFM.
Roger, very welcome back. It's just gone a minute after 12. If you listen to the repeat overnight, it's a minute after 2 a.m. It's just gone 2 o'clock. Okay, now then, a new segment to our programme. Yesterday we had Cooking with Peggy, which will be a new segment, and we like to keep this programme fresh and we bring you new segments, and I'm delighted to say that we have a new gardening segment, and this will be every Friday at around 12:05, around about this time, and I'm delighted to say that we're joined by a fellow colleague here at the station, that's Kieran Burke. Kieran, what would your title be? I know that you love being out in the garden, but there are titles for people who love being out in the garden, aren't there?
Well, I suppose officially I'm a qualified horticulturist, but okay. I will just call me a garden mad man.
Okay, so how did you get involved? You know, the love of gardening, that is it something you did at school or what?
Well, actually, my first gardening experience was when I was 7, and I sowed the pips from an apple into a pot. My mother helped me, of course, and I put the compost into the pot. But it grew, surprisingly enough. And I know that certainly when my parents sold the house in Dublin 5 years ago, it was still growing in the garden, that tree, the crab apple.
Yeah. Well, as a young fellow myself, we used to, at school, we were told to, we used to get these packet of seeds for growing tomatoes. And we used to grow them indoor and outdoor. And then we'd be chuffed, really chuffed, when when you'd see the end result. You know, you'd see the tomato plants grown. They were easy growing, the tomato plants, weren't they?
Well, tomatoes are easy. And also, they come quick. And then you get, of course, something to eat from them. And it's always a great experience as a kid to grow something which you can eat.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, it's been a terrible day outside here today, weather-wise. The weather isn't too nice at the moment, we all know. And it would not really encourage anyone to get into any garden at this time of year, would it?
I know. The weather is always our great excuse for not doing anything in the garden. But, you know, we do get breaks in the weather. And although there's not a huge amount of work to do in the garden at this time of year, you can still get out on those days and do something. So, you know, you might be looking at the garden and the borders are looking a bit messy, the lawn a little bit unruly, and you might say, oh, well, I need a little bit of sparkle in the garden in these short days. So what I would say, like, you know, the leaves are falling and there's not many plants flowering. It can look pretty grim. Yeah. It's a Saturday afternoon, you got the TV on, the fire going beside you, and the last thing on your mind is getting out in the garden. But when you do get a nice afternoon, a nice break, there's nothing like getting out there, get a bit of fresh air. And it's, you know, you'll make you feel really, really good if you get out and do a few of those little works in the garden. So although we can use the rain and the weather as an excuse, and we've got plenty of excuses this year, we can still get out, wrap up warm if it's a little bit chilly, get out and enjoy some fresh air.
Okay, can I just ask you something else as well? You mentioned the word there and words, leaves are falling. And sometimes those leaves might be of trees that you have, and bushes that you have in the garden. They could be the neighbour's ones as well. What's the best thing to do about the leaves in the garden? Because they're all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, well, leaves in the garden, you can rake them up. That's the best thing. And I know it sounds like a bit of a chore and a hard job. And these deciduous plants have lost all their leaves. So you get, put a good coat on, get out, get the kids out with you if you can get them moving, get rakes out, rake up all those leaves, get them into the barrows. It can be great fun, actually, if you can get the kids out and a few people out into the garden on a dry day and you're doing some exercise out in the fresh air, and basically pile up all these leaves, and you can either put them into black plastic bags, punch some holes in the bags just to let a bit of air into the bags, and then you can leave those just somewhere in the corner, in behind the shed, somewhere like that, and they will rot down. And what they'd give you at the end of maybe a year or two is a wonderful compost. So it's free compost for use in the garden. I would describe it like as the caviar of the compost. It's one of the best things you can
just
use.
Just a standard black plastic bag. Yeah.
Black plastic bags. Or you could make, if you want to have a lot more leaves than that and you have a bigger garden, you could make up a square of with some wire mesh and a few posts, pile them into that, and then put a bit of plastic on top and just leave them there. And if you do that each year, you'll have a constant supply of fresh, what we call leaf mould or leaf compost.
And make sure you put the holes, as you said, in the bags.
Holes in the bags to let the air in, yeah.
Okay, what about, we'll say, shabby-looking plants now? Is it okay to say to chop them up at this time of year or what?
Yeah, well, some plants die completely back into the winter, into the soil in winter. It's like as if they're hibernating. And these will look shabby. You'll have brown leaves. leaves and dead looking stems, and particularly the rain and the wind makes them look very, very messy. So what you do, tidy them up, just get a secateurs, a cutting implement, or even a shears, and you cut them right back down to basically ground level. So chop them away, and that stuff which you have chopped up, chop it up smaller and put it on the compost heap. So it's like a recycling, it's giving you a nice compost to use the next year.
Okay. Now, I was looking out the window of our garden this morning, and I'm sure there are lots of people listening to Kieran today and myself, and they've been looking at their garden, probably just looking at it now as we speak, and they see it's in an awful mess there. We've had a lot of rain and it looks awful swampy and all that. Can you suggest a plant, Kieran, that is, we'll say, easy to grow and maybe that look good, you know, when you look out the window, and that look good in the garden, we'd say, at wintertime? A plant or plants?
Well, Johnny, we could suggest lots of plants.
Right.
And we're not going to be here all day. So I'm going to pick one of my favourite plants for the winter garden. And it's a shrub which they call dogwood. Now, it has a botanical name, and the horticulturalists will call it Cornus alba. But if you go to any garden centre and ask for a dogwood, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. So it's a deciduous tree, and it sheds its leaves, and it has these lovely red stems. And I think I was showing you one a little bit earlier. Here it is.
Yeah, in fact, if you want to see it. Yeah, it is beautiful. You know something, it goes down well with the clothes that you're wearing as well.
You're very coordinated.
Colour coordinated. This is just, what is that, Karen, by the way?
These are the red stems of the dogwood. And so in the winter when it loses its leaves, you have this beautiful sealing wax red colour on the stems.
Yeah.
And that colour on the stems stays there all through the year. And for me, when I see that on a morning after a frost and the frost starts to melt on it and it's really shining, first rays of sunshine hit it, lights up beautifully, gives a great bit of ornament to the garden. Now, if you're driving around the countryside, you're probably quite familiar with seeing them.
Local authorities often would use them on the sides
of the road. And you'd see these lovely mass, particularly if you're driving up to, say, to Dublin past Mullingar.
Yeah.
There's lots of them there on the bypass.
And is that the way it looks all year round? Would flower, wouldn't it?
We'll have some flower, but it's foliage which comes on then during the summer.
Yeah.
And it's a really hardy shrub. It only grows to maybe 4 or 6 feet high. And we can get varieties which have green leaves, but some of them have this lovely silver edge to the leaf. It's called Cornus alba elegantissima, so it's elegant.
Yeah.
And there's another variety of it called Ivory Halo, which is a smaller growing one. So if people have a smaller garden, they want a smaller version of it.
How quick does it grow?
Very quick. So what most people do with these is every year or two, they cut them back down to the ground, just to a couple of inches high. And they do this just before they come into growth in the spring. And by the end of the summer, they're back up 4 or 5 feet high.
Okay.
So they're amazingly fast.
What about cuttings?
Cuttings, they're very easy from cuttings. So this one,
yeah,
what
I
you
like
do,
them,
like
yeah.
a stem that I show you here, which is one of these red stems.
Yeah.
You take a piece, maybe about 12 inches long.
Right.
And you cut it.
From the top.
From the top. And in fact, with a long piece like this, which I'm showing you, which is maybe 2.5 feet long, you could probably take 2 or 3 cuttings from that piece. And they're so easy to grow. You just make a little hole in a piece of dug soil in the garden and stick the piece in about halfway up its length, firm it in well, and it will root in the springtime.
I was thinking
new
like
plants.
You know, sometimes you see people, I see it at home myself with my wife, you take a cutting, right, and you see them putting it into water in a jam jar, but that's not the case you're saying.
This one won't do so well.
It won't, no.
Not in a jam jar. It's much easier to stick it into the ground.
And what about, because there's no roots in it?
There's no roots yet, but this is the marvellous thing which is able to do, is that from the piece of the segment of the stem which you push into the ground, it starts putting out little roots.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to dig it up in the spring. In fact, what I do, Johnny, is with these, is for the winter time now, for coming up to Christmas, and we have pots on the windowsills at home and they're looking a bit shabby and there's old flowers from the summer, I've taken those out and I've cut some stems from that from the garden and I put a whole load of those stems into a pot and they look really, really nice, like they're on fire, and they will even root by the springtime. So not only do I have nice ornamental pots for the winter, I'm actually propagating new plants to plant out into the garden.
Well, the plant that you have here with us today, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, we are promised terrible weather and I'm sure we're going to get snow. And, you know, red and white always go together. I mean, you see it all the time, red and white. And if there was a lot of that in the garden or the back, around the house, it doesn't have to be the back of the garden, in your backyard, it could be your front garden as well. And the snow with that, it would just kind of blend in lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely, yeah. It really looks Christmassy. And
it
warms up the garden in the winter.
It's a beautiful stem, a plant, isn't it?
It is a beautiful plant, and there's even varieties of it with yellow leaves, so you can get a lovely golden shrub in the summertime. It's Cornus alba aurea. Aurea means gold. And then you'd have this for the red stems
now
in the winter.
You're going to have some pictures on your blog later today of this lovely dogwood. What is your website, by the
way? Okay, if you go to the website, www. And it's kieranburke.ie. That's Kieran with a C.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Burke without an O. So CIARANBURKE.ie. And if you click on the blog section on that, I have pictures of the dogwood which we were talking today and some information also about what to do in the garden at this time of year.
Yeah, maybe we could talk to Rita here or somebody that's in the technical department at CORCFM and upload this interview on as well.
Yeah, we'll do that this afternoon.
Yeah, and maybe put a picture of the plant that we're talking about today, because it is just one of those. In fact, if you want to see a picture of this, we hope to put it up on the Facebook page as well, so people know exactly what we're talking about. So what else is on your blog, Kieran? You know?
Well, on the blog, I write regular gardening articles, so there's lots of advice. There's on gardening and plants to grow in the garden, and particularly for West of Ireland listeners, there I'm talking from my perspective in my garden, so hardy plants which put up with the wind and the rain which we get so much of.
Yeah.
And I even have a few recipes of what to do with the plants in the garden. So there's food, there's flowers, everything.
Do you ever get call out from people saying, listen, would you call to my house and have a look at my garden and tell me where I'm going wrong? What can I do to improve it?
That's part of my work, which I do. I teach horticulture is the main
thing. Yeah?
Yeah, I run horticulture courses. I even do those in our own garden in the springtime in near Charlestown's where we live. But we also go to other people's gardens and we give advice and we design gardens for them, do garden plans and even do a bit of garden work if they want to.
Oh, that's brilliant. And, you know, over the next coming weeks, because you'll be here with us for a couple of weeks and hopefully into the spring as well, we hope to have some nice little giveaways as well, don't we?
We will indeed.
Is it a good time, Kieran? I'm just thinking, not that I have no green fingers, but is it a good time this time of year, now that the summer's over, you know, the price, I suppose, there's be less people buying, we'll say, utensils for the garden, spades, shovels, cutters, clippers, whatever, lawnmowers, that type of thing. Are there bargains to be got now that we're into the winter and there wouldn't be much use for them? Would those products be cheaper now, or would you be better off waiting until spring to buy them or whatever?
You'll find that they don't really go with a seasonal fluctuation in price, that suddenly the tools get cheaper in the winter.
Yeah.
But you will find with the garden centres that they will maybe have sales after Christmas, just like other garden stores. So pick them up then. And you'll find right throughout the year, most of the garden centres are doing very good offers on both the plants, tools and things like that. So just visit your local garden centre and find out. And if you have any inclination to do the gardening, go now. I mean, strike while the iron is hot and get gardening as soon as possible.
Okay, that website, by the way, again, to find out the blog and find out, well, in fact, lots more about your garden and what you should and shouldn't do. It's kieranburke.ie. Now, it's spelled with a C. It's not a K. I have K here. It's CIERANBURKE. KieranBurke.ie. If you also check out our Facebook page, hopefully we'll have this interview on Kieran's page and on the CRCFM site a wee bit later on this afternoon. And if you missed out on this and want to get the details here, you'll get Kieran Burke's website details, the blog and so on. And you can see the plant, in fact, that we were talking about, because it's nice to be able to go online, because we haven't got community television just yet. But you can see exactly the plant that Kieran Burke was showing me today. It's great to have somebody like Kieran here on the programme, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that have green fingers and they get kind of bored when they've nothing to do around the garden at this time of year. But I can assure you, from talking to Kieran, there is lots of stuff you can do in your garden this time of year, and we keep this topic up and we keep it running for a couple of weeks. Kieran, thank you so much indeed for your expertise, and it's great, as I said, to have you here. And promoting you, but I mean, it's nice to know that we have somebody like you that knows what they're talking about rather than me reading from a script.
Well, it's great to encourage gardeners.
Yeah. Thank you so much indeed. That's Kieran Burke. KieranBurke.ie. Check out the website, check out the Facebook page a wee bit later on today. Right now, in fact, seeing that we are talking about plants, Ebony and Ivory.